Heart to heart, caring for the dying, respecting diversity. When does cultural stereotyping and miscommunication become outright racism?
I was there in the emergency room, you know, because I was in bad shape. I had broke out, my face was swollen. I stooped over because I couldn't walk, and the doctor would not admit me. He told me he could not justify admitting me. I mean, it was terrible that he would let me leave that hospital.
Assumptions about who Regina was were based on how she looked.
And when I went up there, I looked terrible. Because I had been sick, I couldn't put my clothes on. My hair wasn't combed at all. And, you know, I looked like some bad person, and I was black. You know, and he probably assumed that I was some single poor mom or something. Not too bright, you know. I think they think you're looking for a place to stay, or you want drugs or something, you know.
What else you guys cooking with that?
Green beans.
Are y'all making gravy or something?
Regina Dyer does not fit the bag lady stereotype. She's college educated, and she owns her own home, where she lives with three of her seven children. On Sundays, the whole clan comes over after church to fix and eat a huge supper. Pots are on every burner, and preparation takes hours, as several main dishes are prepared in a small, bustling kitchen.
My phone. I got them little Italian peppers.
I like the smell of them, the taste of them.
Ooh, yeah, taste from the seeds.
Make your food smell good, even if it's nasty.
I said the seeds in it, bro. I said the seeds is what really the bell pepper flavor is.
Yeah, save the seeds.
To make sure
it's carrying down.
Shaking that booty.
They don't know you, but they've already put you in a category, you know.